But in order to learn Chesamad Aleph, we had to learn the Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed. That's what we had to learn first. So let's start. Chometz shenafla olam apelis. A chometz that the house fell down on it, or a mound of stones fell over it. Hari hu kimavu. That is like, it's as if it was destroyed. Meaning, Zalacha bir chometz, we're saying if it's chometz enough for all our payless, then there's no chiyuv bir chometz anymore, because it's as if it's already destroyed. Why is it as if it's destroyed? Because it's not anymore accessible to you. Right? The whole point of bali or bali motze, you shouldn't see it, but you can't see it. And your motze is accessible. It's not accessible anymore. It's not accessible anymore because it's the gamri under a mound of stones. Right? That's how the simple understanding. Shimon Gamliel says, what's the shi? How much stones? Has to be the shi of a kelev not being able to pick it up.
Well, is it that the kelev can't pick it up or the kelev doesn't smell it and he won't even bother?
So which stage will the kelev not anymore dig it up? So as long as he can smell it, so then he will still go and dig it up.
Right.
If you smell it, it won't. Right? The mela, if you won't smell it, it's completely covered up, and mela, it's okay. Omer Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, v'tzorich sheyivatel. You need to be mevatel. It means believer. Besides being mevayeh chometz, besides saying that there's already been the biur chometz because it's been covered up, he still needs to be mevatel. He still needs to be mevatel et beliber. And this is the big difficulty. Why should you need to be mevatel the chometz beliber? We know, what's the point of bittel? Point of bittel is, so you shouldn't be over bali or bali motzi. That's the point of bittel. But you're not over bali or bali motzi because, harihu kemavah, it's as if it's destroyed. So you're not over bali or bali motzi. It's not visible, it's not accessible. So Mela, everything's fine. So why should you need to be Mevatel v'choritz? What's the cheshvan? Why should you have to be Mevatel v'choritz? Here we have Rashi. Rashi says, what does Rashi tell us? Perhaps this gal will become uncovered on during Yontif. And it'll turn out you'll be over on it. It's Rashi Tema Furish. Right now you're not over anything. Right? It's Furish and Rashi. Right now you're not over on it. But if it gets uncovered on Yom Tov, then you will be over it. So Mela, you need to be Mattel now, and also you shouldn't be over later. Mm-hmm. Why don't we say that when you find it, you'll be Mattel it then?
Too late.
Too late, because after this money. Why don't we say that when you find it, you'll destroy it then?
Maybe your way, you to take you some time to destroy it. No problem.
Any halachas which you learn on Daf Dalet on Daf Vav on the base, that same reason that we said that every bridek has to be mevatel, because there's a concern that when you find it, you will delay somewhat. So therefore, you have to be mevatel it now as well. Here's Rashi telling you it's a dinder abonon. A dinder abonon to be mechayvi, to be mevatel it, because exeir, perhaps you might find some chomet, and then you'll perhaps you'll get uncovered, and then you'll be over by the way. So maybe already now be mevatel the chometz.
It comes out in an interesting kind of thing that when Pesach comes in, you don't have chometz. It's completely destroyed, finished. All of a sudden, it's possible that it can be like a koizer and nior, like all of a sudden, out of the blue, comes an ittul onto your hand that you did nothing about.
That's the same as every bedikah's chometz, really. Every bedikah's chometz, according to the Ran, you did a great bedikah, but you left some chometz behind. But the Ran says, even though you left chometz behind, you ate some. You're not over Balira. Why? Because the Torah in the market shows you did what you were meant to have done. You did a bedika and you found more chometz. You're not over Balira, despite the fact that you had chometz in the house. But if you find that chometz on Pesach, then you will be over Balira. Another example we have is somebody going on a journey and comes back on Pesach. Rashi said on Daf, what Daf was it? Rashi said that if you've got chametz in your house and you're away from home, according to Maharsha anyway, you're not over Balira. But when you come back home, it'll be over by the Ovadi Motzi. Right? Well, there you, at least you came home, you did something.
The only difference why it bothers me more here, I hear what you're saying, but here it says it's kamavu aris, like it's destroyed already. And that, you know, in the other case, it's not like destroyed, you just don't know where it is. Here you even know where the chometz is, but the burying it is like it's destruction.
Right. You're right. I mean, sorry, it's destroyed, but there's always a risk what might happen during the Pesach, and therefore you have to do a bit of at least mid-Rabbon. I'm stressing this point about the Rabbon because there are Rishonim who hold not like that. They hold it to Minatoya, but most Rishonim hold it Rashi. It's only Jabonon. The reason why I have to feel is Bittol is only Midrabon. So let's do the Gemara.
Yeah, small, right?
Say again, Yossi?
I'm assuming that we're doing Bittol anyway.
Why are you assuming this Bittol anyway?
Everyone's going to be doing Bittol. On the part of the Shas at Innerfall, or wherever he's going to be residing, he's going to be doing the Bittol, Dir Chametz, and also Bittol. The normal way. And he's going to be saying the Kol Chamira and everything that he owns anyway. My question is, this is his ruin, his wall that fell down on his chametz. So if he has no intention of clearing it up, does he have to still do bittul?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, good point, but the Maaseh Chazal were worried that even if you don't plan something, Shemi Yifakeh Vegal, perhaps somebody would come and move the stones along and you'll come across it. The Chazal were worried about such a thing. People don't like seeing mounds of stones in their house, right? So they might come to move and tidy up. All of a sudden you're going to get a Choshev guest coming to your house. Your wife says, get moving, move along. But you weren't planning to, but the Maaseh, the Choshev guest is coming. You're going to remove it. You never know what might.
Or the government could force somebody to do it. Say it's a hazard.
If it's a hazard, it's fallen already. Perhaps it's not a hazard. But you never know. You never know what might happen. Don't be clever than Chazal on this. Chazal realized these things happen and therefore they made exist. Omer b'chisatav shivata b'liboy. B'liboy, we spoke about this once. This is another maramokim. That bittul is b'lev, not b'peh. You don't need to say it. Right? The Ike is Bilev. That's what we want to a Daik from Rashi elsewhere earlier in the Pirik. Remember the daf that was? Yeah, Dav Zayin on the Aleph. Rashi there said Bilev. The Vav on the base Rashi said, V'oyman, you say it. This was a discussion which we had at the time. Is it Belev or is it Bepeh? Rashi, Dalid, Ahmed, Aleph. Rashi, what does Rashi there say? Yeah, Rashi, Dalid, Ahmed, Aleph says, you say it. So we had Rashi, Dalid, Ahmed, Aleph saying, you say it. Rashi, Vav, Ahmed, Beis saying, you say it. Rashi, Zayin, Ahmed, Aleph saying, it's Belev. And here's the Gemara for Eshes. Do you say it Belev? It's a command of Rashi that you say Belev. So the run here says, the run's at the back of the Gemara, but I'll read it out to you, it's not a long run. Ikam on the Pirish, some say, the Liboy Lavdafka. The Leif is Lavdafka. El Eloima, Shein Tzorch Lashmi al Ozno. All Leif means is you don't need to make a loud declaration. You need to verbalize it. Av Tzorch Shein Tzivisvosov, the Dvarim Shebelev Einon Dvarim. That's what the Ran writes, being Shem Sami Shainim. Dvarim shebelev einon dvarim. And therefore, the fact you thought something is not enough. You need to actually express it. This was the Ran on Daf, on our sugya here, the Lamed Aleph from Advait. A gewaltige chiddush. Dvarim shebelev einon dvarim is when I have to verbalize something between me and my friend. When I'm thinking about something between me and the Ribbono Shel Olam, where do we see dvarim shebelev einon dvarim? Tremendous chiddush. Why should you need one? Why should you need to verbalize it? If the Indian is just, I need to feel that this chometz is worthless. So why? So it should be good enough just to think about it. And that's indeed what we would like from Rashi Davov. You know, in a chometz, you don't need to say it. It's good enough just to think about it. The Ran understand that it's a type of hefka. And hefka has to be, it's been odom lechaveri bikiron. It's a type of hefka. So if it's a type of hefka, so you're meant to have to express it. That's what the Ram on Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Beis is saying. So again, the Ram Lamed Aleph Amad Beis is saying that when it says Liboy, there are people who say that Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim, and that we have to actually say it. He says Rashi Bavam and Alphas Mashman, not like that. Now, if you have a look at that Ram that we learned ages and ages ago, Daf Aleph Amad Aleph, see, I'm sure he's already nodding. There was a Ram there that said that how he proved that it's not a real hefka. How do you know? So the big Amina Mebatli Beliboy Vitayoi. And he says, Vavadalinin Hefka Mamoinoi Hefka Beliboy Loi Mahani. The Dvarim Shebelev Einon Dvarim. So Ram himself, when Daf Aleph Amad Aleph in the Rif, held that you don't need to say it. You don't need to say it at all. It's good enough to believe like Rashi Dav Vav Amad Aleph is saying. Here, in that Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph Amad Beis, he brings down a shitter, who says you have to actually express it. Why is it Beliboy? Just to say that you don't need to say it loud. You need to express it. There's a man, Moritik Machlik, as we've shown him, about whether you have to be Mvatalit Beleid. Discovered it from a different period. But the Maitha, we mentioned about this already in Dav Vav and that Aleph. So I'm not going to say that you have to believe it. Tono, come on, come on, tell him.
The Pasuk reading of this, Malay means what?
Just your computer sounds like it's got a mask on.
You better know.
Very, very unclear. It sounds like underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and work out what you're saying. We'll do a lip reading.
I'm asking if,
that's better.
I'm asking if Malev means, literally, it means just in his mind.
That's how we wanted to explain. We wanted to explain in Rashi and Daf Dalet that Malev could mean that you have to, even if you only have to express it, Malev at least means you have to mean what you're saying. That's what some could explain in Malev. It's not what the Ran here is saying. The Ran here is saying Malev means just as opposed to loud. You have to. In Achalami, there was a Pshat, I don't know who said it. The Beliboy...
Just in your heart, I'm not understanding. What's the Pshat reading?
Achalik, as you say. The Pshat reading is in your heart. Pshat reading is in your heart. And we find that the Chrom of Dvarim Shebelev...
How do we take it out of the Pshat reading? Like, I mean, if he said Belibo, why would he change that?
The problem is, Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim. Dvarim Shebelev ain't on Dvarim.
The
Sheshem
said that that's the time to do
it, Belev. When does the Torah say to do it, Belev? The Gemara says, right? There's no Torah. So then we're trying to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Belev, can it possibly mean that you don't need to say it? It's much to believe in and vote. Okay, let's finish up the Gemara.
How can
you
use that kind of
Lashon? Sorry? How can you argue the
Lashon? Why would he use that terminology?
If it means to say it. So the those that say you need to say it, the Ram told us, is just saying it because you don't need to express it loud. Beliboy means, in the end of the day, your verbalization was only between you and yourself. It wasn't between you and somebody else. It wasn't a discussion between you and someone else, between you and yourself. But there's another problem that you can't be believed, because once you believe in a poem, so you verbalize your thoughts. But it's not an expression, it's not the debout about, it's not I'm talking to somebody else.
Yes. Belev also could mean that it's sincere. Belev, you know, it's not just, you know, I'm just doing it.
Not just a thriller, right?
Exactly.
So you can laugh.
Hopefully it's not, I mean, hopefully your tefillah is more than that, but not, I'm sure the Rav is, I mean, hopefully.
A lot of people, they end up calling Chamir v'Chamir, they say Amin, which is a mistake, it's not thriller, it's right. a declaration. Okay, Tana Kamacha pieces of Kelev. How much is a chafiz ta'kelev? How much is the depth to which a dog can dig out? Shloisha tfachim, I overheard the Bernard telling us 30 centimeters. That is the shell of the chaznish and the chamach.
Is that what the dog can physically dig out? Or is that what the... Oh, we're talking simultaneously. Go ahead, Bernard.
I wasn't trying to pick his cousin either way. I just wanted to give a round figure.
Okay, so then I'm giving a round figure of the chazanish, which is 30 centimeters, yeah.
Are we saying that that's what a dog could physically dig out or not dig out, or is that's what a dog would bother to try to dig out or not even bother to try to dig out because it can't smell it? It's only going to dig what it can smell.
A dog will dig as much as it can smell.
Right.
If he can smell it, he'll dig it. So what's three tvachim? That's the amount he won't smell. After three tvachim, he won't smell it.
But doesn't have to do a physical ability to dig it out. I mean, like, it could be very simple. Like, it could be sand, which is very light and easy to move. But the dog won't be able to smell because it's been insulated.
100% true. 100% true. So, kamal chafitza zakelev shlisha tvachim. Amalei avachem reid erase. And this is a bit of chesha mishpat now, just because I know that you like chesha mishpat as well. Amalei is not really anything to do with Pesach, but it gives us a bit of an idea about what we're going on, what we're talking about here. That was Shmuel said, Sofim, Einem Shmeel Abakarka. Remember, we learned this in Baba Kama once, in Akainis. Like, Sofim, Einem Shmeel Abakarka. That money, the only way you can be Shema to money, if you want to be a Shema, you don't want to be a Chayf of Shia, is if you dig it, you bury it underground. So, how deep does that have to be? Maybe in such a fucking need the depth of three tvachim, just like by chomet. Oiloi, amalei. So he said, no shaykhet. Hacha mishum reicha b'ino shesh tvachim. Also mishum echsuya me'eina hu v'loi v'ish leisha. There's two different things. The reason why by chomet you need three tvachim is because otherwise the dog will smell it. And since the dog will smell it, he'll dig it up and he'll be over b'ali ro'a b'ali motzi. Hashem came by Shmira, the Ikka is not to see the money. If you can't see it, you don't steal it. Right? One doesn't steal. The Ganav won't steal money he can't see. Below by Shlesha, you don't need Shlesha. How much do you need? Amar Yafram by Papa Mishicha, Yafram by Papa from the place Sichra said, Tefach. All it needs to be is the depth of a Tefach, and then you're okay. I might have thought even less than a tefach. You can't see it. Right? Even
a hat is covering it.
Right, very good. You got good memory. Right, you might as well even a tiny amount. So for some reason you need a tefach. Can I remember Chosha still? The person might kick the ground by mistake a little bit and it gets dug up and then it's no shmir anymore. That's you, Rashi. Stop him. Stop yourself because I'm in them shmir. If I give you a pekodin, a deposit to look after, the only way you can do shmir is in the karka. To learn off the karka, if you didn't put them in the ground, but avda and it got lost, pshio etzloi. That is called pshio v'chayiv, and he's a chayiv. Even though he's a shemechinom, he's chayiv. Why? The shemechinom chayiv v'pshio. Shemechinom chayiv v'pshio, this is pshio. By hanging it in the air, people can see it. So putting it in anything like that is also called pshia. Shemeicha shakela mericha imachatato imitzia. The dog smells it, digs it out, and will find it. Mitzicha mochim. How do you understand, by the way? Until the dog digs it out. Are you over, Bali Roy?
No.
Huh?
No, so we said you're not. We said that, it's like, it's kimavar. I mean, the Rav says that, you know, on a parallel level, it's good. It's just that it's a dinder abanan. Because we're concerned. What if?
Well, no, but once it becomes revealed, then it's after it's been dug up, then the person would be over. And that's why there goes in the first place.
As before it gets digged up. Before it gets dug up.
Right, but before it gets dug up.
I want to argue with the Mordechai and Yeshua. Yossi, I couldn't hear what you were saying. It's Chaval. Anyone want to argue with them?
Talking about a case where it's less than three talking or more.
Less than three talking.
So he's over already, right away.
Yeah.
He's over already. Right, yeah. That's the answer. But less than three talking is not Kimavur. He's over already. Why is he over? He can't see it.
Yeah, but you can smell it. The dog can smell it.
The dog's not Shema Shabbos.
No, but the dog will reveal, then he'll reveal it for you.
So why am I over already now?
Because the dog will be able, it's accessible because the dog is going to be revealing it to you. Just like if somebody were to come along and pick up the stones.
No, but if somebody picks up the stones, you're only over once you pick it up.
Right, but here it's beforehand because it's less than 3 tefachim.
Here, already now in the world it's accessible.
Right.
The dog smells it.
Are you saying Matzah, it's already there, yeah.
No, if you're already over Baliyah, Baliyah Matzah already now, and therefore you have to... So what would be halacha l'maisa if somebody forgot to do bittul for such chametz? And it's already Pesach. And it's covered under the rubble of less than 3 tefachim.
Oh, less than 3 tefachim.
First of all, how's he going to know it's less than 3 tefachim? He's going to have to dig it out to measure it. So that's a big deal. I mean, so I would think that
I'm sure a good guy like you should be able to work this out, right?
Well, yeah. By Torah, he's by Torah law, he's fine. By the Rabbanan, he isn't.
Why?
It's Hoshesh. He's only Hoshesh for it, right? So if it's never been revealed, then what's he over?
Obviously.
I know, but it's still...
If he does have chometz, he's over Baliyah. Yeah, that's what we said. So what are you meant to do if on Pesach you suddenly realize that you didn't check, there's a tremendous sandstorm and your house is covered with a layer of sand, a thick layer of sand, and you didn't check under that area of the sand, and now you've realized on Pesach. What are you meant to do? Are you meant to, in this situation, uncover it and do a bidiko or not?
No, I just wanted to indict something. I want to retract on my answer from before. According to the Rashi that we read before, where it says, Shema yipakach hagal b'moed, v'nimtza over alav. Mashma, that only if the gal was removed, will he be found to be overrun.
But that was talking about when the gal was how deep?
Yipakachim.
Is it more than 3 tefachim, or is it right when it's 3 tefachim?
3 tefachim is enough.
You were asking if it was less than 3 tefachim?
I'm asking if it's less than 3 tefachim. So it's not kibbutz.
No, then you got a problem.
Right.
Then it's not kibbutz.
You got a problem. The side is, if you have this problem on Pesach, what are you meant to do? Do you have to uncover it and sweep up and try and find out what's underneath? Or no? This is an interesting discussion in halacha, because it depends what you hold of what's the din of chametz that you don't know about. Are you over Bali Raya on chametz that you don't know about?
Is the case that Rob's giving us, is that a Vaday case or is it a Safek case?
Safek case. You don't know if there's chametz underneath it. You do not know if there's chametz underneath it. Do you have to clean up or not?
You do not have to.
Mordechai spoke first. Let Mordechai finish. 1 second.
No, I was going to ask that at the beginning.
Take a number. Baker, you have to pick numbers.
So Mordechai, speak. Come.
No, that's what I wanted to ask you, because Tosfos is saying that it's chametz that you don't know about. But we're dealing with a case, not that you don't know if there's chametz. We do know that there's chametz. We know it's chametz that was covered up. We don't know. We know. You had a piece of challah and a building fell on it. So maybe there's a question, is it three tefachim? Is it accessible? These types of questions. Where are we getting that we don't know if it's there? We do know it's there.
Very good. Thank you, Mordechai. So for that, you're right. You're asking a good point. Who says we're talking about you don't know there's chametz? You're right. We have to move on. I ask you a shayla, and we'll have to move on to Al Sugya on Daf Chet Amud Aleph to get to a conclusion on this shayla. Right. If you know you've got comments there, of course you have to get
there. Something to say.
Right, Yossi, now all over to you.
I could see it in his eyes.
You don't have to, A, because of that kavim, and B, even without a kavim, I don't understand why. Why can't you just do Vittel?
It's already Pesach.
Oh, it's already Pesach. But the gal, so let's say it's less than 3 tefachim before Pesach.
Less than 3 tefachim before Pesach, and you know you've got chametz there,
I just do bittul. That's it.
No, because then at the rabbanon you still need to do bdika because of you might come to eat it.
You might come to eat it. It's a gal. It's nowhere near me.
I got covered.
I get uncovered, but I did bittul.
If
I have your chametz in my hand and I do bittul on it, I throw it out on the street and I do bittul on it, I have to take care of it.
No, there's no concern you're going to eat it. There's a concern you might come to eat it. Stop, we have to see Dav Ches. Okay, we'll see Dav Ches. You're right, you mentioned about that Krovin. We'll see Dav Ches and we'll work it all out.
In the Rashi, where does the Rav see that Tariq Shiva Tel Bilibo is Dafka on three Tvachim?
Going on the Gemara.
Where does it say Dafka on three Tvachim? How do we know what he's talking about?
You have the mission. The mission says Hayikim Avua.
Yes, so the mission is talking about a God on even a lesson three talking.
Oh, how do I know that means three talking?
Yeah.
So the mission says that Reb Shimon Gamliel says that it's only talking about Kol She'in HaKelev Yochel Lechapis Afro. This mission is referring how much is In HaKelev Yochel Lechapis Afro. The Gemara says, how much is that? Three tefachim.
Maybe he's arguing on the Tana Kama.
Again?
Is it possible to say he's arguing on the Tana Kama?
Oh, no. Oh, very good, very good. The way we've explained the Gemara is there's no machlekes. The way we've explained the Gemara is that Shimon Gamliel's come to explain Tana Kama, come to explain it, that he's not come to say, Omer of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Kol She'en HaKelev Yochel Lechapis Achrov, come to explain it. Well, that's the way we're explaining it. Don't say divi chachonim ve shimunil oimer. The way we've explained it is there's no machlokes, and that's in halacha. That's how they understand this mishnah. That according to Shimon Gamliel, any time it says a kelev, what the mishnah was talking about, Harukim Mavoi is talking about when there's where the case where the kelev can't find it afterwards. Let's have a look now at Daf Ches Omed Aleph. Give it a start. Tono. Yeah, Daf Ches Omed Aleph, seven lines up. Tono. Ein mechai ben oisoi lahachnis yodoi lechoyim alestokim livdoik. We do not require somebody to put his hands into chayim or stokim to check mipnei hatzakona, because of the sakona. There's a sakona, chayim or stokim and sakona. So sakona, my sakona. What sakona exactly? Inema mipnei sakonas akrav, the scorpions hiding in the holes of the wall. How did he use it in the first place? If he's worried about scorpions, then why is he putting food there? So obviously there's no scorpions there. So why not do bedika? Leitzicha de nofan. Must be referring to a cave where the wall fell down. The wall fell down. Inofal. Lameli bedika. Why do you need a bedika? Vosnam. Chomitze nofal o mapoiles. We learned just now in our Mishnah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that Chomet, that Mapoides fell on it, is like this, is destroyed. You don't need to do a Bedika. So why are we telling you
the case where it was more than three Tfachim deep?
Very good, that's the answer to the Gemara. But let's just explain the question. So why are you telling me that the reason why you don't need to do Bedika is because of the Sakana? Is a much more basic reason. You don't need to do Bedika because it's already finished. It's gone. How can we do it? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, She'ein HaKelev Yochai Lachapis Achrov. That, the Mishnah was speaking about where the dog can't chase off, find it. How do I know that? That's what Shimon Gamliel said. See, Yossi, Shimon Gamliel is explaining the Mishnah, right? Hacha, Kishakelev Yochai Lachapis Achrov. Here, it's referring when the dog can. So when the dog can chase after it, it can find it. So you don't need to check it. Why? Because of Sakona.
What kind of wall are we talking about? It sounds at the beginning like we're talking about a wall of your house. You don't have to put your hand in. And then later we're talking about a wall of a ruin.
Says the Gemara, it can't be the wall of your house because you would have to put your hand inside it. It must be talking about a ruin, the wall fell down. So he's saying, you know why you don't need to check it? is because it is not a sakana, sakana of akrov. It's a sakana that you don't need to check.
Check any wall, no wall has to be checked, and then I don't understand our Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Amud Bet.
That's what, right.
Excellent, very good.
Because that is, why do we need the depth? Because of the danger.
Excellent. That is the question on the sugya. Question on the sugya is, if you're telling me that more than 3 yidos, because that's kimavur, and less than 3 yidos, because of sakana, so why did the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis say that Shimon Gamliel says you need to have 3 tvachim? You don't. Even less than 3 tvachim is good enough because of sakana's arkiv. That is the question which we Rishonim are grappling with. So, before we get to the Rishonim, let's just see Rashi quickly. There's a Rashi. The Nofal. Yeah, you see the Rashi? It's 4 lines up. Im Nofal Abinim. Ein Mechayovin Oysoi Livdok. Es Galav on him. We don't tell him to search for the stones. Elo Lemaris Ha'ayin. What does that mean? Maris Ha'ayin? Just look with your eyes. Don't put your hands in. Don't put your hands in there. And the wall was standing up. He used the holes. He used the cavities in the holes. So there's water. There could be chametz there. And now the wall fell down. We know scorpions hide between the stones. Scorpions are found in the ashbos, the rubbish heaps, and in the galim, and in the mounds of earth. 1 second, Shua. So what's the answer? So why here do we come onto Sakona? Apart from that, you would have to do B'dika. Says Rashi B'Shein, HaKelev Yochel HaChapit Ochov. In the Gemara, the Flamed Arba is talking about a case when the dog can't chase it. Hochi Mefarish Lo, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, B'Peg B. That's Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel explained it. B'Tanya, we said there, Kama Chapit Ochov, Kama, how much is the search of a dog? Shloisha Fochim. Yes. Yeshua, what's your other you want to ask?
Would it matter on the duration how long that wall had fallen? I mean, scorpions aren't going to immediately go and hide out in between the rocks. I mean, if the wall falls in the morning and then like by noon or in the afternoon you go and you dig it up, I mean, yeah, you could go and search.
Interesting, Shaila. I don't know. I don't know how quickly scorpions move there. Interesting, Shaila. So Yossi and Yeshua and Mordechai, I'm not sure if everyone asked this question. Ask the most basic question. Once you come along and tell me that less than 3 tvachim, you need to be worried about sakana, then it turns out that you never have to do bedita of chametz under a wall. And yet, the Mishnah Daf Lamed out of on the basis clearly that you do have to, only if it's 3 tvachim deep, then it's kemavua. So that's Tosfos kasha. So a lot of Rishonim ask this kasha. Come up, every Rishon answer kasha. And different Rishonim give different answers. Today we'll do Tosfos' answer. But there are other answers, and we'll have to work it out. So, ha'chal kasha kelev yochel lechapit acho, olekach einoi potter, elem ne sakana. And that's why he's potter, only because of sakana. Oh, the mashagabe mapeilis. That's what we said by mapeilis, de ma kelev yochel lechapit. If the dog can search after it, einoi kemavua, it's not, but destroyed. It's sort of and you have to destroy Velomifta, Mimre Sakana Sakiv, and you're not possible because of Sakana Sakiv. What happens? Oi Marie, Shani Hossam, Tevadai Ike Chomet. There is certainly Chomet. There's Vadai Chomet there. It's Chomet, Shenofla, all of Mapolis. A Chomet that Mapolis fell on it. I have the certain Chomet there. Then, Hitrichu Chachomim, Lehaskir Poyalim B'mora V'chatzina. It appears that it wasn't the type of thing, you needed tools for it. And it's not the type of thing that a normal person would have at home. You'd have to hire Poyalim. So in a case when there's Chomets there, you know there's Chomets there, and it's less than 3 tvachim. So since there's a risk of Poyalim, of Akravim, you can't do it with your hands. But you jolly well hire workers to do it. There's no vaday chomet here. Lo yitchichuhu. Chazal won't machayev you to hire workers to do it. So the reason why here you didn't need to do b'dika is because since there's a sakana, you can't do it with your hands. You can't do it yourself. And to hire workers for chometz she'ein yodea, you don't have to do that. Masha'in kin daf lamed aleph amud reish. But there was chometz vada. So to do it yourself, you can't do it yourself. But to hire workers to do it, there you would have to hire workers because it's talking about vada chometz she'ein, you have to do it. You have to hire workers. Yes, yosela.
To allow us and permit us a room, if I'm not mistaken, that we don't have access to a key, for example, and we said, Dafka, if you know there's chametz there and you're blocking it a certain amount so that you can't remove it easily, then we'll allow you to do it. Mashma from here, as soon as you know for certain there's chametz there, you have to hire people to remove it. That shouldn't permit us to actually keep it in a storage facility where it's dug up, where it's piled up, where it's a pile of things.
You're making the same mistake that you made beforehand. That the case which we're discussing in Tesis now is talking about a gal, or a gal that fell and it's less than 3 tefachim. So it's not kemavur. Less than 3 tefachim, right? Nafal al mapel is less than 3 tefachim, so it's not kemavur, and you have to get rid of the chometz. And then Agamar said you don't. What's the answer? Agamar is talking about sopik chometz, you don't need to do it. The Gemara is talking about vadei chometz you do after. I the Gemara vavam that that's what you were thinking about. Somebody goes away more than 30 days, or he makes his house into a machsan. You don't need to do it if it was done 30 days beforehand. That's talking about when it's got the din of mapelis mamish. Whatever the halach of mapelis mamish is, it can avoid it. So you don't need to do anything. Okay? That's the mahalach of Tesis on the Ches on the Aleph. Tesis of Ches on the Aleph says that if we're talking about here a case when you do not know there's chometz there, and the nidin is whether you should hire workers or not. And we're saying that don't hire workers, just be mevatel. Okay, so now we have to move on the Gemara. There will be a difficulty in the Gemara based on this thesis. We have to move on the Gemara. Keep learning the Gemara until, like we mentioned, you can run the two dots on Ahmed B. Okay? Keep the Gemara going until Ahmed B. There's twice the Gemara asks the question, Shluchim Mitzvah Eini Zoykin, and each time the Gemara gives a different answer. See if you can work out why the Gemara gives a different answer there. Why does the Gemara need two different answers to answer the same question? See if you can work that one out when you learn the Gemara. And Yemei Hashem, tomorrow we'll meet up again. Again, apologies about my lateness today. And Yemei Hashem, Wednesday, we'll work out where we're giving share. Yossi's in Bidudim to understand. So maybe we'll come around to Yossi's house today. All right. Okay. Kira, everyone. Atzlocha. Fine.